Blenheim is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16074. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com and take advantage of our interest-free payment plans. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, the Prime Minister's now ordered a public inquiry into grooming gangs, saying it's the right thing to do. A report found institutional failures across the country. Sir Keir Starmer previously said smaller local inquiries were suitable, but Fiona, who was abused as a teenager in Bradford, has told Radio X they're not.
We've already had them in Rotherham, Rochdale and Telford. All these inquiries need to be done by an independent body.
The UK is sending more RAF jets to provide contingency support in the Middle East. Israel and Iran have continued to attack each other after the Israeli government accused Iran of building nuclear weapons. A man's been arrested in Liverpool in connection with the deaths of two Scottish men who were shot outside a bar on the Costa del Sol. Proceedings have started to extradite him to Spain. All weather warnings have now been lifted. Thunderstorms caused some flooding in Kent on Friday night, while a lightning strike set a building on fire in East Sussex. Some flights at Heathrow were also delayed. And England have got Slovenia later at the European Under-21 Championship. Lee Carsley's side beat Czech Republic 3-1 in their opener.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some sun around for most of us. Showers in the east with highs of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. With a little love. We can't stop singing it. You know what? It's going to be a hit. You heard it here first. Lovely stuff from
it
Dick
makes
Cairo
me want to buy two-for-one jammy Dodgers, I'm afraid.
It really does, and do it with a little love. Of course you will. We're still talking today on the show. It's Matthew Crosby and Rhys James, by the way. We're still talking on the show about what are you late to the party on? What are your late firsties? My friend Josh had a Diet Coke for the first time in his 40-plus years of life. I've just joined up for Wordle. What year is this? What year is this happening? We've got one from Tim here who says, lads, I started skateboarding at 46, which is probably a bit late, but who cares, yo? That's the attitude to have, Tim. That's exactly the demographic we're after.
I read that differently because there's an exclamation mark after the yo. I read that as, but who cares? Yo! Like a separate, then he's off.
Then he's off, yeah, right. Is it almost like a sort of
gotta go.
An abbreviation of yoinks and off he goes down the hill.
Exactly. Well, Rob Newman started skateboarding at 46 as well, famously, just as he was coming on stage with David Baddiel.
He did. And what a show it was. Very exciting. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Rob Newman. We're here to talk, of course, about Anthony Kiedis and Flea. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way, on Radio X.
Radio X.
Girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee.
home. You want the whole one, not turn straight, but I'm about to blow one. Bite that mic, I know you never stole one. Girls that like the story, so I told one.
Salford, mainland, cashback, hot top.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee. Oversold by the way I tried to say I'd be there. Waiting for Kitchen and the
Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
Teenage dirtbag.
Brutus, Teenage Dirtbag here on Radio X. It's Rhys James and Matthew Crosby. We're talking about your late firsties. What were you late to the party on? 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us through the Global Player. Rhys, do you have any there that you enjoy?
Absolutely. My dad was 67 before he mentioned he'd never had a donut, jam-filled or otherwise. Lovely to clarify. Thank you. I bought him one. Jam-filled, of course. And his response was, drumroll please, not bad.
Not bad.
That's from Andy in Durham. Pleased to hear your dad doesn't mind jam-filled donuts.
That was going to be our original text, was it?
Does your dad mind donuts, jam-filled or otherwise?
This one in from an anonymous texter. I didn't have gum till I was 18 because I didn't understand it.
It is hard to understand.
What
am I doing here?
So we're talking here about chewing or bubble, we're assuming. We're assuming.
Jam-filled or otherwise.
Could be jam-filled or otherwise.
There used to be bubble gum with little jam in it, didn't there?
Yeah.
There
used to be weird... I think that, like, stuff to sort of freshen your breath more than jam, wasn't it?
Like, no, I was talking more of like a Hubba Bubba type thing where there'd be a little goop inside. A
little bit of goop inside.
So you don't mind my...
This episode is sponsored by Gwyneth Paltrow as well, shouldn't we? Of course, Apple's mummy. A little bit of goop inside that when you bite into it, your mouth would be filled with the glorious taste of jam.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you want when you're having gum.
We had a message from someone talking about jam, actually. We had a message from Amy saying, I once had a lot of jam on toast and then was sick in the car as a child on the way to MFI. My parents still made me go and look at furniture. I've felt uncomfortable about jam ever since. I try not to even think about it when it's in a cake.
Radio's mad, isn't it?
It's really strange, isn't it? Yeah, we did get that message in from Amy. Thank you very much, Amy. I can't remember why you would have sent that to us, but I like it. I do really like it. And I sympathise with the parents as well, because they're not going to abort their trip just because you've been sick, right?
Yeah, you've had too much jam on toast.
Exactly. You have to, they need furniture. You need to sit down when you get home.
You keep being sick on all the other furniture.
you've got to chuck it away.
Amy's parents, you don't have to buy new sofas every time your child's sick on it, okay?
No. You just have to have what we have in the house, which is the bad sofa.
Just have the bad sofa.
The kids sit on the orange sofa. It's the bad sofa. It's absolutely disgusting. We cannot wait. I have vivid fantasies about throwing certain things in my house away. When we get to the stage, we can throw those things away. Mm. So, for example, my kids are still in sleep pants at night, right? Which are basically nappies, but they're called sleep pants. And we have a bin that's specifically for them. I think about hurling that into the tip.
You shouldn't put your kids in the bin, mate. I know it's Father's Day.
I'm afraid you've weed all over yourself. The bin for you. It's the bin for you. But yes, keep those coming in. 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us through the Global Player. We've had a few people talking about TV shows. We'll get into those in a little bit. But first, this is Pure from the Lightning Seeds here on Radio X. What a band.
Among gardens, as cold and Don't sell the dreams you should be keeping pure and simple every time. Look at me with starry eyes, push me up the starry skies. The stardust in my head, pure and simple every time. Fresh and deep as oceans new, shiver at the sight of you. I'll sing a soft tune, pure and simple over you.
The Lightning Seeds, pure here on Radio X. Now, I once saw Ian Brody of the Lightning Seeds in a branch of Itsu ordering some sushi. But I didn't approach him because he was, you know, he was having his own moment. You don't want to, you know, you don't want
to. You've got to leave these huge celebs to their sushi.
You've got to leave these big. I later worked with him and I got to be very effusive sort of at him, which was great. So,
and
you
did
know,
you mention the sushi?
I didn't mention the sushi. No, I was too busy talking about jollification, as anyone should be when they meet Ian Brody. He's got a son, of course, called Riley, who Life of Riley's about, who's also the guitarist and the manager of the band. But we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about Ali's message, who says, Ali wrote, I once saw David Seaman eating a curry in Reading. Now, this has inspired a glut of similar responses. Mm. Let's hear it. So, what do we have?
Tom Holland, hopefully that one, saw Sadio Mane choosing a bed in IKEA.
Wow. We've had this from an anonymous texter. Happy radio, lads. Don't mind if I do. I once saw Martin Keown eating a curry in Oxford. That is all. That's all we need.
I'm going to go with Teague Galvin. Is that how you say that name?
Teague, yeah.
Teague Galvin saw David James eating a Rogan Josh in Nuneaton.
Where is Ray Pennybody? Superb name, Ray. You should be very proud of that. Ray Pennybody says, I once saw Neil Warnock having a curry in Luton with Paddy Kenny, who was almost hidden by a big pile of poppadoms.
Kathy Rivett's dad, Stu, happy Father's Day, Stu Rivett, saw Dave Edwards, Shrewsbury Town, Wolverhampton footballer, in Pizza Express, which was opposite a really good curry shop. First time I've heard that phrase. if that helps.
It's good to be able to locate it. I know that Pizza Express is a flagship store. And then Stu the gardener, in fact, writes, eating a Nando's, a short walk from an Orient Express, we're going to allow it. Super Sean Wally. Of course it's Super Sean Wally. I don't know who any of these people are. Not heard of a single
Crucially,
one.
I saw Carlos Vela in St. Albans McDonald's when I was 15.
That's the button we need. That's the feature. Sports Desk is just around the corner.
Radio X.
With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their on-trend features.
Radio X. When you work hard, you like to play hard. And no venue lets you play quite like Roxy Ballroom in St. Mary Axe. Two floors of booze and ball games, from American pool and karaoke to beer pong and tech darts. They really bring the playground to the bar. And it's all soundtracked by a massive rock and indie playlist. For your chance to win a £1,000 gift voucher for the ultimate night out at Roxy Ballroom, plus £1,000 in cash, head to radiox.co.uk. At ratings only, please drink responsibly.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground, milk frothed, shots pulled, velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection, and oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. when you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
I don't do chicken that tastes like cardboard. I do new Tasty Pepperami Chicken Tikka.
Satisfy your animal with new Pepperami Chicken Tikka skewers.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like HomeSense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Now it's even easier to sell for free on eBay. I was thinking, maybe I should sell that juicer we've used a grand total of once. Or the shirt I've been saying I'll wear for the last 2 years, but never have. Or that tiger cushion the dog barks at every time he's in the lounge. Oh, is that it again? No, Bertie!
With new AI listing features and simple delivery, it's now even easier to sell for free on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. T's and C's apply. Excludes vehicles.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
For the start, you twist into our love apart. Your light fingers through the dark, shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast us all. No, you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Cornered the boy, kicked out of the world kicked back. And nothing harder. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do.
James.
Radio X.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Speak eloquently. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you?
Alanis Morissette there here on Radio X. Yes, fantastic stuff from her. What a wonderful artist she is. I always enjoy hearing a little bit of Jagged Little Pill. And of course, remembering the time when my parents made my sister take the album back because I have one of those stickers on the front that says it's got swearing on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Parental advisory sticker.
A parental advisory sticker, yeah. I was allowed to keep my copy of Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusion 2, but yet my sister had to bring back Jagged Little Pill.
I drew a big A4 picture of the parental advisory logo and stuck it on my bedroom door.
Yes! Yes, Maz, you can go in there and F and Jeff to your heart.
Absolutely. It's pretty explicit content in this room.
All right, now it's time to enter into the wibbly-wobbly world of sport. It is Sports Desk.
Radio X.
Go! What are you playing there, guys? Lacrosse? Mega Sports. Hat-trick. Can I join in? Fair enough.
Slide tackle.
It's sports time with our resident experts, Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Double goal.
So the way this works is Vin has printed out some headlines from the world of sports, different sports, and you actually know a lot about sports, don't you, Reese? Normally it's Ed and I, we don't know anything about sports, trying to make a head and tail of
the
headlines.
I'm a big jock, I'm a big, like, a strapping guy, so I know a lot about.
He's wedged me three times already. Gave me a purple Nerf one just before this, while we were listening to Alanis. It was pleasure and pain. So, the first one comes from the world of golf. Bong.
Burns leads US Open by one heading into final round.
We're talking, of course, about Montgomery Burns here, aren't we?
He plays a lot of golf.
Of course he plays a lot of golf
in The Simpsons. Smithers cheats for him, of course, with golf balls out of the trousers.
We're imagining, again, we were talking about what a golfer dresses like. Montgomery Burns is definitely doing the full schmear, isn't he? He's definitely doing
He's tucking his trousers into his
plus fours and the enormous hat. And
he's not wearing shorts like I am, because you don't want to see those knees.
You don't want to see those legs. No way. But yeah, absolutely. Smithers is keeping score, and you know, he's playing against other people from the plant, and of course they're all letting him win because he's the boss.
What do you think the US Open is?
What do I think the US Open is?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, once they've built that wall, it won't be open anymore, will it? Thank you very much. Once Trump has done what he's here to do, and of course, 4 more years, Mr. President, 4 more years. But look, let's see if I can just... I've always, any chance to bust out my... The worst, yep. Officially the worst Trump impersonation happening anywhere. Again, it does sound like...
It's always a comic book guy.
Is that
as
the... Gonna play a lot of golf, guys. It's a beautiful sport, a wonderful sport. It really is the worst impersonation of Donald Trump that I've ever...
It sounds like Will Arnett.
Yeah, it's not, it does sound like a bit of something of the BoJack, doesn't it? Yeah.
You could be in a sort of a cartoon, but certainly not playing a cartoon of Donald Trump.
There are better Trump impersonations out there, but this one is mine. This comes from the wibbly-wobbly world of F1, Formula One. Bong.
Russell snatches mighty pole from Verstappen.
Okay.
Jack Russell?
You would only...
Little Jack Russell.
You would only hope so. Thought it was a stick.
Thought it was a stick. Stolen a mighty pole from Verstappen, which is sort of Gestapo-type vibe.
Absolutely.
Stolen a big stick from the Gestapo.
That's right. Now, of course, the Gestapo would come around your house and whack you in the legs with a big stick. That's what they
but
would.
Not if you got a guard dog, i.e. a little Jack Russell.
Absolutely.
Who can keep that mighty pole.
Keep fighting the good fight, small dogs against Nazis. We're on now to the world of rugby union, because I really don't want to continue the riff any further than we already have. Rugby union, bong.
Sky the limit for treble winners Bath.
Sky the limit. They're not in a Virgin Media area, are they? So unfortunately, they're afraid.
Sky or nothing.
Sky or absolutely nothing at all. So, you know, it's a postcode lottery, which provider you get. It really is. Anyway, have a lovely bath, guys. This is Kids, MGMT, here on Radio X. MGMT, Matthew Crosby and Rhys James. One of us is a kid.
one of us is management, frankly.
Yes, that's true.
Happy Father's Day to Matthew, of course. You have some kids. Has it been a good Father's Day hanging out with me?
Yeah, it really has.
Yes. Have I made you feel like
it's warmed me up for hanging out with young people. Yeah, it's really, it really has. Yeah, I'm really looking forward
to still in the prison of youth, of course.
Of course, trapped in the prison of youth. But one day you'll escape and join me, and of course Finn. So Finn is 78 years young next birthday. So this is from Alicia in Ramsgate. We're talking about your late 30s. What were you late to the party on? Alicia in Ramsgate says, I went 10-pin bowling for the first time a few weeks back. Age 46. I grew up near a bowling alley in southeast London, but was always too scared to go. Went a few weeks ago with my son Brody, 8 years old, and had a great time.
Wow, scared to go. Maybe proximity to these things growing up is what strikes fear into you.
Yeah.
Were you always around Marmite when you were younger, Vin? And you thought, I can't go in. It's just a sort of an ever-present thing that's looming.
You've unlocked some really
sorry
terrible memories.
Trigger warning, Marmite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? It's, I guess you've been around line bikes for a long time. It's only recently
always been there, zooming past me.
You've bit the bullet and you've got into it. This is from Tony Time. Hello, Tony Time. He says, "Hi, Matty, Eddie, James, and Chris."
Right?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not?
Why not then?
Half of the Chris Moyles Show. half of not this show.
And none of Reese. It's hardly fair, is it?
I'm going to take Chris there.
Yeah, you can take... Why not?
I'm taking James.
Yeah, why not? Merry Christmas. I was late to the party on two pieces of chicken and some chips. 37 years old. It's a good meal. You know what?
The word some doesn't need to be in there, does it?
two pieces of chicken and some chips.
You'd never say that in an order.
Well, prior to that, he was having four pieces of chicken and one chip.
Yeah,
and
he's fair enough.
This feels unbalanced as a meal.
Two pieces of chips? I don't think that works.
I don't think that's happening either. But now he's cracked the magic formula. Two pieces of chicken and some chips. 37 years old. Haven't looked back. Thank you very much for that one. Jen in Cambridge says, my husband... Now, I love the way this is phrased. I'll leave this up to the listener to work out what she means. My husband never tried rich tea biscuits and baked beans. Then he met me. Now he can't live without them. Why does that feel like it should be on the front of Take a Break magazine? It really feels like one of those things where you're like, you should be holding some rich tea biscuits and baked beans. And you're like, what is this article actually about?
What is going on?
What's going on in your house, Jen? Thank you very much. Keep those coming in. 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us through the Global Player. What are your late firsties?
Radio X.
With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their thoughtful advice and design.
Radio X.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get 1 litre of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey for £23, down from £36. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Drinkware 18 plus, majority of larger stores exclude Scotland, and 17th of June, Club Card or app required.
Restaurants, shops, hair and beauty salons. Whatever type of business you run, Square can help you run it even better. Because Square isn't just a point of sale. It connects front and back of house, gives you real-time data, helps you manage appointments and much more. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
If you're part of the emergency services, you're always there for others. Now it's time to invest in yourself at the Blue Light Show. Join colleagues from police, fire, ambulance, rescue and more at Olympia London on June the 18th and 19th. Experience hands-on learning, live demos and sessions on leadership, well-being and cross-service collaboration. It's free to attend and backed by London's emergency services. Register now at bluelight.show.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter.
with 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot Mayo. Danger, danger. Make it hot. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
Happy Hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
Forever hanging and take it all in on
Good Inc. It's Rhys James and Matthew Crosby here on Radio X. We've got to end on this. This is fantastic. We obviously had all the different curry houses that people have seen footballers in.
Curry shops.
Curry shops. Curry shops. Saw Peter Beardsley eat a hot dog at a hearsay gig. That's from Kim. Thank you,
well,
Kim.
Well, let's think about it, crucially. That's from Kim.
Kim Marsh.
No.
That's from, so saw him from what? The stage?
Yes.
Kim Marsh from the stage saw Peter Beardsley eat a hot dog.
Do you think
at
that
their gig.
Do you think that would
pure and simple?
Do you think that would think that would, there's nothing pure and simple about a hot dog. Do you think that would throw you off if you see have you ever seen a famous person in your audience?
Yes, I've seen Roger Daltrey frowning a lot at my job.
Yes, Roger Daltrey frowns at everything.
He didn't like it. And also I saw Alan Shearer and Steve Bruce walk out. The back of a gig I was doing at Soho Farmhouse when I was about 2 years into comedy, and they clarified as they walked out with the person behind the bar, we're not leaving because we don't like it, we have a dinner reservation.
Okay, fair enough.
Off for Jarfrazy.
Exactly, because footballers love to go to curry shops.
They didn't sub in another two players, did
they? Unfortunately,
that's what
they two other players didn't come in.
If you're going to walk out, at least sub in a couple of... Yeah, we once saw Jay from Five at one of our gigs, and it was quite a small... you know, not very well attended tour show, and he was there, and so we came back out in the second half and sang a Five song, and he didn't love it.
He didn't love that. He can't
didn't
have loved
love
that.
It. He didn't love it in the way we won him round to the end. We had photos with him at the end,
yeah.
but he didn't love it because I didn't realise he had such a turbulent relationship with the lads. But anyway, he's back now, and we wish him all the best.
We wish him
as we always
all the best.
Do. Rhys, thank you so much for coming and doing the show. Will you come back next week?
I'll be here next week, I
Why
suppose.
Why not? If Ed's not here,
unless you find Ed. Unless those posters work and you find Ed and he comes back.
Yes. We've got our fingers crossed, but you know, the police have said it's probably very unlikely. With this amount of time away, something's happened.
Shake the treats at the end of the gardens.
It's all we can do.
He'll be back.
It's hey, Rhys, have you got a book out?
I've got a book coming out, I suppose. You can get that. It's out in August. Described by Dara O'Brien as a cry for help, but a very funny one.
And are you in the business of sending it to people so that they can put a picture on Instagram?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I'm not. Well, I hope the people who are publishing the book are going to do that.
What little thing are you going to put in there to make it a bit funny and special?
Well, the book is called You'll Like It When You Get There, and it's sort of quite a lot about getting out of stuff and not wanting to do things. Right. So I might put a positive COVID test in each
Fantastic.
One, so you can take a picture of that. and get out of stuff.
Very useful. Yeah. Very, very useful.
But I will have to clarify, this is not a real test. So everyone will go, you've sent me the illness of COVID.
Yeah, you're not sort of sneezing into a jiffy bag and saying, here you go, enjoy this, breathe deeply. Thank you very much, Rhys James. Of course, get the podcast if you want to hear more from Rhys. And if you want to hear more from, you probably don't want to hear more from me, but if you want to hear more from Rhys, then get the podcast from the Global Player or wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back 8 o'clock next week. So see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got some off-price crack ties, some miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze, and David Bowie LPs, all games, gold chains, what's names, and Edda Push, and Trevor Francis track suits from a mush and Shepherd's Bush. No income tax, no VAT, no money back, no guarantee.
Radio X.
Bathroom with their high quality materials.
Radio X.
When you work hard, you like to play hard. And no venue lets you play quite like Roxy Ballroom in St. Mary Axe. Two floors of booze and ball games, from American pool and karaoke to beer pong and tech darts. They really bring the playground to the bar. And it's all soundtracked by a massive rock and indie playlist. For your chance to win a £1,000 gift voucher for the ultimate night out at Roxy Ballroom, plus £1,000 in cash, head to radiox.co.uk. Over 18s only, please drink responsibly.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you.
It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16074. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Hey! Stop snacking on cardboard chicken! Instead, get a bite of new tasty Pepperami Chicken Tikka.
Satisfy your animal with new Pepperami Chicken Tikka Bites.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
To give Dad the day he deserves, look no farther than Asda. With rollbacks like Jameson Whiskey 70 CL was £25.88, now £19.98. Cadbury Heroes was £4.48, now £3.74. And exceptional by Asda Aberdeen Angus Thick Cut 11-ounce rum steak was £6.46, now just £6.13. For a day dedicated to him, that's Asda price. Selected stores subject to availability. Offers end from June 15th. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 11, the Tories say a public inquiry into grooming gangs should have come 6 months ago. The PM has now ordered one, despite previously saying smaller local investigations were suitable. Chancellor Rachel Reeves says it follows a report on the issue by Baroness Casey.
She has said to make sure that these local inquiries that are up and running work properly, that we have a national inquiry alongside that, and we are accepting all of Louise Casey's recommendations.
Reform UK has called it a welcome U-turn. 10 people have reportedly been killed and hundreds more injured in Iranian airstrikes on Israel. Both sides have been attacking each other after Israel accused Iran of building an atomic weapon. There have been protests in the US against Donald Trump's leadership. They coincided with a big parade in Washington marking the 250th anniversary of the American Army. More than 6,000 soldiers and 120 army tanks were involved in the procession. Investigators in Devon are looking into the deaths of two skydivers. Emergency services were called out to an aerodrome near Honiton on Friday. And Britain's George Russell will be on pole for the Canadian Grand Prix. He'll be sharing the front row with Max Verstappen.
Weather.
Some showers in the east, sunny spells for the rest of us, highs of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, hello, how are you? Just after 11 on a Sunday, and that means one thing, your weekend starts here, and it starts with your important broadcast. I am here, D-Dubs, your pal Danny Wallace. Steve Ferdinando joins me.
Present.
And surprise, surprise, look who it is. It's old Joe Attiwell.
It's always a pleasure.
What do we have for you today? Well, it is, of course, the Father's Day, so I will be accepting all your congratulations on this, my day. And we have music from the likes of Pulp and Blossoms as well. We'll play Dinner Winner and kick things off with The Killers. Jenny was a friend of mine.
Radio X.